It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London reporting. Donald Trump used his first solo press conference as president to deliver a broad defense of his turbulent first month in office, denying reports of chaos within the White House and insisting his administration is, quote, running like a fine-tuned machine. In what has become a standard part of the president's public appearances, Trump also took aim at the news media, which he accused of downplaying his accomplishments and making up fake news in order to damage his administration.
The press has become so dishonest that if we don't talk about it, we are doing a tremendous disservice to the American people. Tremendous disservice. We have to talk about it.
The press conference, which lasted over 75 minutes, was at turns combative and comical, with Trump alternately joking with and then lecturing the media gathered in the White House East Room. Trump's first month as president has been rocky and unpredictable. On nearly a daily basis, reports emerge of sharp internal divisions within the White House. The Trump administration said in court documents on Thursday it wants a pause in the legal fight over its ban on travelers from 7 predominantly Muslim nations so it can issue a replacement ban as it strives to protect the nation from terrorism. Details of the new proposal were not provided in the filing or at a wide-ranging news conference. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits in the United States rose slightly last week, but still remained at a level indicating a healthy job market. Overall, stocks ended Monday on a mixed note. You're listening to VOA News in Washington.